Hi, I'm Matt McLaren from Microsoft Research, and we're here to talk about Kodu, which is a game programming system for kids. And with me is Sparrow, who's going to be demonstrating the software for us. So what we're trying to do with Kodu is basically figure out what's the first programming experience we can give to young kids. I'm really starting at 9 and up. And we know that kids are really into gaming, so we wanted to give them a way to build their own interactive programs and playgrounds using a really visual graphical programming wheel. And so Sparrow's going to show us how to build her own little playground here.
My playground is pink, because I like pink. And I have wisps, which are robots, which do stuff if you want them to. And I've got houses, purple trees, a wall, and a factory, which makes lots of whips. This is the way it looks when you play it.
So you're driving one of them?
Yes. In fact, they even change color when other wisps see them.
So could you show us what some of the other characters look like?
Sure. There's this guy, which is the main guy.
Oh, and you're changing his color there?
Yeah. If you do the D-pad, you can change their color.
Okay. Can you zoom in and out to get a closer look at stuff?
Yeah. You can zoom way in. Ah! Or zoom way out.
So can we make him, like, chase your wisp?
Yeah. So, program you so that a wisp of any color I want you to move toward. Let's have him quickly, because even his fastest is kind of slower than the wisps.
Okay. So he's going to move towards the first wisp PCs as fast as he can?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he can't bump into them, because he's not the same height as them.
I see.
Now, there are other things that are the height of wisps. In fact, there's the Sputnik. So the Sputnik, if you pick him up, you can make him go really high. But since that takes a while, I'll only make it the height of the wisps.
Okay.
So then I can program him that whenever he sees a wisp, he'll move toward it. Let's have him only twice quickly, because... And I can have him, when he bumps into the wisps, how about we have him eat them so that it relegates the flow of wisps. And so eventually he'll try and eat me, so...
Oh, right, because you're a wisp too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can also have him that when he bumps into a wisp, he'll also create another wisp. So that for every wisp he eats.
Okay. Cool. Let's see how this works.
So there's no wisp. So it's like they just get eaten, but.
He's recycling them.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Ah, now he's trying to eat me.
Okay, so the Sputnik's chasing you.
Don't eat me.
But if you run into that cloud of wisps, then he'll be distracted?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
If he gets up with my knees.
Oh, okay, I see him eating them.
Yeah.
So what else can you make in here?
Anything I want to. See, there's turtles.
And I see trees. You can put trees in, too.
Yeah, see, okay. I have some already. Purple trees. Actually, this is really cool. This is called a waypoint.
So you can build walls with it?
That and basic paths, castles, flowers, trees. But the thin line is invisible.
I can't really see the thin line. Oh, there it is. Okay, so if it's showing the thin line, then it's invisible.
And then I can add that motorcycle dude in again. But this time I can program him to always move on path that's white. Because this is a white path.
Okay, so
this one's purple. So that he won't follow the purple path.
So now if you run it, that motorcycle will move around that circle there?
Yeah, here, I'll show you. Ah, once he stops eating me. See, he's just moving along on that square path.
Cool. So can you show us how you build the worlds themselves? I mean, can you make more terrain or ground and water and stuff like that?
Yeah. Here, tool menu, and you can add and remove ground. And so you press right trigger to add ground, which you can add a lot of ground, or I'll just add some ground in as a sort of stick cliff here. And then you probably want to go back to the tool menu to level it. So
those are different tools that affect the ground?
Yeah.
Okay.
And because you want to level it so that everything is the same size, place. So,
cool.
See? See, now everything will be the same height instead of just being all the way down there.
Okay. That kind of looks like a good place to put a little ocean.
Yeah, it does. In fact, I'll do that. And anyway, back to the tool menu. I do want to, however, change the material. So I go to the material picker and choose what material I want to use. This is the material I have from the rest of the world. But for a little variety, why don't we have the opposite of that?
Okay.
And so when we change the material, instead of being the pink and black, pink dots on a black surface, it'll be the black dots on a pink surface. Which is a little brighter, but that's okay. Anyway, I change it, and then I go back to the tool menu and go to the water. And I raise the water just sufficiently so that it's like that. And then I can go, now I can show you there how the boat actually floats in the water.
Cool.
Like he floats.
Can we look, get a closer look at him? He's kind of tiny.
Okay. There's the boat.
Okay.
And there's the fish. Cute. The fish is generally at the bottom, but I can move him up a little bit. See? Now the boat can't really see past his own stern, but he has really good hearing.
Okay.
Unless I change it. Anyway, and so this is my playground.
So we're really excited. We've been working on this in the labs for a couple years now with hundreds of kids, and we're coming out in the spring on the Xbox Live Community Games channel, and so we really encourage you to pick up Kodu and do it with your kids or your parents or your grandparents.